The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've released a Q1 2021 production results and operational update, and we'll get into that. But as always, Dan, give us a brief summary as to what Hummingbird's about, because you've got lots of things going on there.
Hummingbird is a gold mining company with a producing asset called Yanfolila in Mali, which today we're announcing the Q1 results for. We also have a development project in Guinea called Karusa, and a development project in Liberia called Dubi that is being progressed by us in a joint venture. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on and a lot of news flow coming up, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go into the first production there, Q1 release this morning. Can you take us through some of the key highlights, and then we'll look at the expectations and outlook, if you could?
Yeah, sure. So in the quarter, we poured 22,781 ounces of gold. And that was done at an AISC of $1,494 an ounce. On a flat run rate, if you extrapolate that, it obviously comes in below our annual guidance, but it's entirely consistent, Justin, with our expectation, and we're maintaining our guidance because we expect production to increase and AISC to drop as the year progresses now. I think as we clearly highlighted at the end of last year, we've been going through a period of high strip and, as a result, higher costs and lower grade in the ore body. And that has largely played out over the last two quarters. But I think actually, despite what it may appear like on the surface, I think actually site's performing very well at the moment. If you look at the plant performance, throughput rates, we've transitioned to a new mining contractor during the quarter, which is a huge transition for any mining operation. And we've moved from AMS, Australian Mining Services, to Junction Mining, who are really getting stuck in and performing well. Initial mining volumes are actually up immediately, which is a great result. So in terms of the numbers, I mean, that's really the main headline, Justin, is the ounces produced in the ASIC. But we've also appointed a new chief operating officer for the group called Anthony Cokin, who previously was GM at Bisha Mine and then Chief Operating Officer for AMS, African Operations across Africa. And he comes with a huge amount of experience, and he will be supporting the team driving efficiencies and improving performance at Yanfolila, and also obviously as we ramp up development at Karusa. So there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just looking at the figures there, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, Q1, you know, went well, but it seems like everything's improving from here. You're saying production is going up, ASIC is going down, and also it's worth talking about the debt there, because you're almost debt-free now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to remember the company is, it's got $4.4 and a little bit million.
$4.6, yeah.
Left. Yeah, $4.6 million of debt left. That will be fully repaid this quarter, and it's net cash and it's producing cash. So despite the Q1 production numbers, during the quarter, we generated cash. We spent $2 million on exploration in Mali. We spent over $1 million on the development studies and work at Karusa. And we've done a lot of the sustaining capital in the project in terms of things like the tailings dam lift. There's an awful lot of work going on, and the balance sheet is continuing to strengthen. So, you know, I think if you can look through the initial numbers, I think Hummingbird's in a very strong position, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned their new COO. Okay, so let's really focusing on the operations there, driving that forward. So you discussed in the recent release about unrest in the township of Karusa, directed at government authorities. Can you give a bit more, you know, colour on that and any impacts it could have on development plans there, please, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, look, security is obviously a big issue for any mining company in the region, and there is an awful lot of dynamic situations to be aware of at any given time. I mean, unfortunately, in the region of Karusa and Karusa Town last week, there was rioting and looting that was promoted by what I understand to be a group of illegal artisanal miners from Burkina Faso in the region, and the local mining communities were pretty unhappy about this, and they had a sort of they had a set to with the local law and order forces, and I think it's ended now, and I think calm has been restored to the region. But I think it's been a pretty unfortunate affair. Security is paramount for us to operate anywhere, for our people and for the environment. So I'm actually heading down to West Africa next week. Hopefully I'll meet the Minister of Mines in Guinea. And, you know, in terms of impact on our operations, Justin, there isn't any.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not mobilized there. We don't anticipate any impact to us, to our timelines, budgets, anything. But always something to be mindful of, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if anything, security, government security will be stepped up, won't it, I suppose?
I think so. I mean, I think they take this very seriously. But, yeah, it's not, yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's move on to Dubin in Liberia. The project looks to be progressing towards definitive feasibility study by Earning Partners. That's Pasofino. When should we expect the completion of that, Dan?
Well, I think that the timetable hasn't changed in that they're expecting the DFS by the end of the year. They are, I think, four rigs are turning at the moment in Tuzon. They've done everything they've said to date. I mean, all the infrastructure, roads, camps, everything was finished, and they've been working hard on drilling lately. I think the story's been slow because it's taken a while to get the drills turning and get into the geology and the studies. But I think we can expect to see numbers coming out quite soon. We don't need to wait till the end of the year for a feasibility study. I think Pasofino will start bringing out drill results and maybe sort of some preliminary economic numbers quite soon.
Yeah, yeah. And so just look at news flow over the next next quarter, next 6 months. What can we expect?
Well, I mean, I think drilling results at Yanfolila, because we're spending good money on exploration there, looking to extend the mine life. And as we've previously released, we've got some excellent exploration results coming in from Sanamali East and around the license area. So we'll continue to bring news flow out exploration at Yanfolila. Hopefully in Guinea, we will be able to announce the award of our mining license soon, which is a big milestone in the ability to take that project forward. And obviously, as we move towards development, releasing numbers on that Carusa project, which is coming together well, and news flow on the Dubi project as Pasofino developed there. So I think there's lots of news flow, but the main event for us this year, as we've always said, is to showcase stabilized production at Yanfolila and you know, numbers that people can believe in and trust.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's been a double bottom in the gold chart. Do you know what that means? It's basically it's very good, I think, because on the 8th of March, gold hit 1678. Then it bounced up and came back down, retested that on the 30th of March. Didn't go quite as low, so a higher low there, and now it's starting to climb. That's quite bullish. I think that's the bottom there temporarily, you know, so we may see a steady climb from here. That's good, isn't it?
Well, look, I really hope so. I mean, I remain a bull. I can't understand why the gold price hasn't moved more strongly. But I mean, there are forces above our pay grade, Justin, at work here. So, I mean,
yeah.
Let's hope it does go up.
Yeah, I think you probably see yourself in Bitcoin and gold will go up, I think. yeah. Okay, so as always, Dan, three reasons. Someone's liking the sound of the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story. Three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Hummingbird Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, I think Hummingbird is in a strong position. It's cash generative. It has an organic pipeline of growth. It's stabilizing production at Yanfolila that is set to improve and continue. Exploration results are looking good. And there's lots of news flow coming from the project, from our development projects and our JV partners. So actually, I think it's a good time for Hummingbird, really.
Yeah. Marvel stuff. Good to chat to you, Dan, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.